Welcome to the Property Lovers Podcast by the DG Institute. I'm your host, Dominique Grubisher, and this podcast series is all about giving you a competitive edge in your property journey. We'll be discussing little known strategies, tools, and information to help you add value and create wealth through property. So if you want to play a bigger game in property and want to use property as the vehicle to create wealth, and more importantly, what that wealth represents, financial freedom, you're in the right place. Let's do this. Let's get started. In this episode, we're going to explore one property journey of a fellow property lover. Vanessa Templer has had a life-changing journey with her property endeavors. It's just given her a new lease on life, a new outlook, and a really exciting future ahead. I caught up with her recently, and she's here to share her journey as not just a fellow property lover, but an unsung property hero. Hi, Vanessa. Welcome, and thanks for being here today.
Hi, Dom. My pleasure.
So good to have you, Vanessa. And I know you've had a roller coaster ride of a property journey. Can I ask you at the outset why the commitment and intent to play a bigger game in property? What was your why?
Well, I've always been interested in property, but the moment that I decided I needed some help was when my husband was diagnosed with lymphoma and had a 3-year battle with that and was actually really, really sick. I got to the point where I thought, if he's not around, because that was going to be a possibility at one stage, how am I going to look after myself and what am I going to do to fund my retirement? I'm not eligible for a pension. So I thought property is something I love, and I'd got to the point where I thought I could do it myself and I wasn't confident to go any further. So that's why I thought I really need some help somehow, and DGI was what I chose.
So Vanessa, it seems like there was like a moment, a catalyst moment where you crossed a line into uncertainty and took what was a big risk because you'd reached a ceiling of how far you could go in property. And you weren't a novice in property. You'd done property before in the past. You just wanted to take it to a higher level. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I dabbled for nearly 30 years. My husband and I both really love the idea of property as a, well, we were doing it for fun. We both had full-time jobs and we did it as a sideline and really, really loved it, always did. But I remember the day Jerry, my husband Jerry, had 1,300 hours of chemo and a stem cell transplant, just came out of hospital and was sitting on the couch, barely could move at all. I then worked from home for 8 months. So I was, not because of COVID, but I was, had to stay home because he had no immune system whatsoever, and look after him for 8 months. And I thought, this cannot be my life. I remember the day I was sitting on the couch. I saw one of your ads as I'm flicking through Facebook, I think it was, something like that. And I said to him, I've got to do something else. What do you think about this? And of course I caught him at a fantastic time because he had no resistance whatsoever. But no, he did decide with me that, yeah, I definitely needed to do something. I couldn't just be sitting at home looking after him. It's not good. I mean, I will always look after him, but there was that one particular moment that it really gelled.
And was there fear at that moment as well, Vanessa?
Not from me. I'm not actually fearful. I had more fear of not doing something than I did of doing something. I just didn't quite know what it was I had to do to get myself out of a situation that wasn't good.
Yeah, okay. But it wasn't just you flicked a switch, you dived in the deep end, and then you lived happily ever after. There were still challenges in segueing to what you wanted to do, and there were obstacles. What did you see as the biggest barrier to success in property and property development, which is a much bigger game?
Before I started DGI?
Yeah.
Or after?
Yeah. Before? Both, yeah.
Yeah, money. Money was the biggest issue. And it still is really, but I've worked out now that there's a way to get around that and to believe, you know, the biggest thing that changed for me after joining DGI was a change of mindset. And that I just thought DGI was going to be an educational facility where I just learned a bit more than what I knew. But it wasn't that at all. It was changing the mindset and having like-minded people around that really changed my focus. Money still always is an issue, but it's not something that I can't get around now.
Okay. So, yeah, what stops a lot of people, the two biggest things I think that stop people in anything in life, but especially property, is time and money and limited scarcity and perceptions around that. So you had the time to devote and you put yourself with like-minded people in the right environment for the knowledge, but also support and systems. But a big blockage was the money. But you went ahead and did it anyway, believing if I find the deal, the money will follow. We are passionate here at the DG Institute about helping people launch and progress along their property journey. And we have some free resources to really help you do that. First of all, we have our Real Estate Rescue Introductory Program, which is all about getting you up and running when it comes to buying undermarket distressed properties from really motivated sellers. You can get access to that program for free right now by going to www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse1. That's www.dginstitute.com.au/freecourse and then the number 1. We'll also leave links to these useful resources in the notes section. And for any other questions you might have around property and actually for all of your property needs, please visit our website at dginstitute.com.au because we are here to support you on your property journey and give you a real competitive advantage. Was that your mindset?
Yes, I had to do something. I didn't really have a lot of time because I was working full time. But I suppose one of the pivotal points was my husband was too sick basically to ever work again. So there's a great big income that we didn't have. And I am getting to the age where I don't want to be working for the next 15 years. So money was a real issue for us. Yeah, we had no serviceability basically.
Yeah. So you carved out the time, you just made the time whilst you kept a full-time job. Is that right?
I did in the beginning, yes, but I have since left my full-time job now and doing property as my only income.
And was there a point that you decided, like as a goal, once I get to this point in property, I'll quit my job, or did it just happen organically?
Well, it did. I actually really enjoyed my job. I worked in travel in a fairly niche field. I'd been with my employer for 13 years. Previous to that, I had my own business in travel. So I was ingrained in that industry and really enjoyed it. And then once I started accumulating more than one deal in my first few months of being with DGI, I looked at the figures and I thought, I just don't have time to go to work anymore. So it was quite a big step to leave work knowing my husband had no income and I would then have no income. But we're just about to get payment on our first deal and that earns me at least a year's wage. So that's where my mind went. Okay, I might have to wait a little bit of time to get the first payday, but we could sustain that. We did have enough money to see ourselves through that.
That's fantastic, Vanessa. So how long did it take for your first deal to come along?
The first deal to come along would have been 2 months, 2.5 okay. months, yeah.
And did you have to go hard in those 2 months?
Well, yes, pretty much, yeah. And that, you know, that was reasonably scary, but mainly that was because of the money. So money has always been, in my mind, that's been the biggest barrier anywhere. But I went through, I got the money, and now we're getting a payday from that. And from what I'm doing in the next 12 months, I'm actually earning, and this is amazing to me, 30 times my full-time wage for the job that I left.
My goodness, I think that's amazing to everyone. That's fantastic, Vanessa. So yes. Your first one, what was that deal? How did you profit in that one?
Well, that was just one block that we subdivided into two. We've actually gone ahead and sold both of those blocks now, despite the titles not even being issued yet. So the both purchasers are willing to wait till the titles get issued, which might be another 2 weeks, I think. But they just wanted the land. So, wow. You know, we've got a close to $100,000 profit on that.
So that's a clause in the contracts that said subject to us getting the subdivision through and you getting a title to this block, then you'll settle. And so you've sold them before it's even happened, and that $100,000 will come in. And what about the next couple of deals in your pipeline that you're working on? What are they?
Okay, well, this is where it gets quite amazing for me and why I realised I could do this full time. The first one I found was two blocks of land that had DA already for 9 townhouses. And in my own steam, before I joined DGI, I thought, oh, I did a small development where I had two blocks and built made it into three blocks and built three brand new houses. And I thought, oh, I'd love to do this, maybe get four houses on a block for the next deal. But for my next one to be 9 townhouses was as amazing to me as anybody else.
Yeah. And for the DA, all the heavy lifting's been done and you got it with yeah. the DA on the site.
Yeah. So that made it really attractive. And it also eased me into doing such a large property development as well. So I checked everything, went through everything and made sure it was all legit and rang the council and made sure what you could do, all the rest of it. So I didn't just take it for granted that it was all done and dusted. I checked everything. And learning to do a feasibility quite quickly was really, really helpful in that way. But having done property before, I sort of did know some of the things that needed to be added into the feasibility. So I already had a little bit of my own confidence, but knowing I had the backing of DGI and particularly a coach, Julie, she's great. I really enjoy talking with her and she's always made herself totally available whenever I needed to speak to her for any reason. I don't just call her for no reason. There's always a specific reason and she always responds very quickly, which is fantastic. And then the next one I have is another development in a tourist area about an hour south of Adelaide, and that is 5 townhouses on a golf course. It's a beautiful property.
And the DA on that one, are you working on that or that came with it as well?
That came with it as well. I like that idea.
Yeah.
And that was that DA took 3 years for the vendor to get. So when I rang council, I just had to make 100% sure they were happy to transfer that over and for me to continue with what had taken that long to get done. And in March this year, council's got new rules and regulations. So I was very, very conscious of what I had that would still apply if it was sold to another person, and they said yes. So that was really great.
So two blocks of land done, and you've got, what, 14 townhouses across two separate developments that are in the pipeline. And are you going to rest on your laurels, or you're still pushing forward?
Well, I'm also building our own home as well at the moment. No, I'm looking for the next one, but I want it to be a bit bigger.
Wow. So you don't stop, you're just relentless in the search.
Oh, but I love it. It's actually truly my passion, which means it doesn't feel like work at all. And because I'm looking intently now and trying to do something else, I've got my grandson, who's 17. He is now going to be working for me one day a week to do some of the things that I think he can do and to bring him into the fold. And that's not something I expected before I started DGI, but to me, that is going to be my legacy to him. And I'm just so pumped that I can do that.
Yeah, that's amazing. Are you going to keep some of your properties along the way and build a portfolio?
Yeah, we really are considering that at the moment. And Jerry really wants to keep one of the ones on the golf course because it's just beautiful, beautiful aspect. We've got the golf course that you look at in front of you and then the water behind you. It's really nice. And yes, if financially we can do that, yes, that's the goal. But we're at the age where it doesn't really matter if we keep it or not. But what I've learned and where my mindset has changed is we did work out exactly how much money we do need to live the lifestyle we want to live. And we actually don't need any more than what we're getting in the next 12 months. But then the mindset changed once again. And I realized if I keep getting more money, and it's not just about the money, it's that I love doing it. But if I keep getting more money, how much good work can we do out there in the world for causes, charities, people that we want to improve things for? And so that's where there's also a why to just keep going until we drop, I suppose.
So it wasn't the case of I've got a goal and I'm going to reach my goal and then I just sit back and live happily ever after. Once you reach that summit, you saw other potential and further purpose while doing like what you love and impacting other people's lives.
Yeah, well, I didn't expect I'd reach my goal within 12 months. So I don't want this trip just to go for 12 months. So I don't want to just make money for the sake of making money. My children all earn more than me anyway. That's when I was in my job. Not now they don't. But so I don't really, I don't have that desire that a lot of people have to leave funds to their children. If there's something there, that's great. But I've always taught them, even from a young age, that's not an expectation. That's a bonus if you get it. So that's why I really love the idea of the legacy of helping my grandson get into property, because he does have an interest in it. And then we've got a large number of people in Sri Lanka that are really, really, really suffering at the moment that I would just dearly love to be able to help. And once again, I wouldn't just give them money. I would set them up in a business to help them make their own money. So that's, I think going forward, that's the type of thing that we'd like to do.
Teach a man to fish type thing and empower other people to help themselves.
Definitely, yeah.
That's wonderful, Vanessa. I love that. I love how you're actually part of a ripple effect, inspiring other people now who may be stuck where they are or not feeling empowered enough to make that move and just do it anyway. What advice would you give people who are maybe stuck in a rut right now or just not fulfilled, but sticking to what they know because they prefer certain unfulfillment than taking a risk of changing and finding purpose and everything they wanted?
Well, I think that's an easy place to be, and a lot of people get there and stay there. But you do actually have to do something, and it will be scary, and you will get a sleepless night or two, I'm sure. But in the end, it's worth it if you've got a reason and something to do with what you think. Well, I suppose it's what you promote mostly is your big why. You know, learn the programs, use your coach. You will get there if you want to. I mean, you, Dominique, can only bring the horse to the water. You can't make them drink. So you still have to put in the work and make an effort. But I can only go by my own personal journey, and having a community of people around you that you can talk to, they get where it is you're trying to go, they get what it is you're trying to do. Use all those resources, use the programs that are offered. And if you truly do want it, you will get it. And if you don't get it, you don't really want it.
Yep, you find a way or you find an excuse. You're the average of the five people that you hang around the most, I always say. And that's what you've done. You've immersed yourself with like-minded people all doing the same thing. But you have blazed a trail for many just by doubling down and doing everything on fast forward, biting off more than you can chew, chewing like crazy, and ultimately making it in a very short time. And I love that you haven't said, oh, well, my work here is done. You've actually raised the bar and kept going, and you're going to impact more lives. So congratulations, Vanessa, on everything you've done and what you're continuing to do and the other lives that you're changing with your attitude and your focus.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's wonderful. I do talk to some other people and they say, you're doing great things, Vanessa, and it's very, very humbling. But one of the things with the Facebook group and that type of thing is that everyone's happy for what everybody else does, as am I for everyone else. And I think that's such a wonderful environment to be in. And then it starts to help you build your own confidence. If someone says, oh, Vanessa, you're doing a great job, and I think, oh, I don't really think so. But when you get told that by somebody else, it really does help in getting that confidence to keep going and keep doing the same thing. And, oh, well, maybe this is the right track. Maybe this is the right thing I'm doing. I mean, now I know that 100%, but in the first few months, I still doubted for a while.
So that positive reinforcement, because we've all got imposter syndrome and we've all got that inner critic.
Yeah.
And do you think that you could call yourself a property developer now?
I had to fill out a form the other day and they asked what my occupation was, and I put property developer, and I really chuckled to myself inside. But yes, I do feel like I am now. I really feel like I am. I don't feel like an imposter anymore. And that's just such an amazing place for me to be in.
Oh, that's fantastic, Vanessa. And you've got staff now. You've got an employee as well.
Well, all I have to do is take him to the local bakery and buy him a pie and a chocolate donut, and that he's happy with that.
He's probably going to want a property down the line somewhere.
Of course he will, and that's what I expect. And, you know, I gave him the notion that there may be such a thing as a spotter's fee if he could find something that was useful to me, and his eyes lit up like nobody's business at that, even at the thought of maybe giving him $1,000. So, you know, I'm not one that wants to just give things to him. I want him to work for it. And let's face it, at the end of the day, he's going to get most of what I have anyway, but I don't want him just thinking along those lines. So yeah, it's great.
And to be in that headspace at age 17, I don't think there's any greater gift you can give him.
Yeah. And he does appreciate that. So no, it's wonderful to be able to do that sort of thing.
Well, congratulations, Vanessa. You really are inspiring in all that you've achieved. And we're so excited to see where you go on your property journey, but definitely an unsung property hero.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate that.
If you're enjoying this podcast, we want to invite you to join the Property Lovers Facebook group. To find the group in Facebook, just search for Property Lovers. You'll see the group banner, which has the word Property Lovers Hub on it. It's a community for property lovers in Australia. And just like this podcast, it's been created to give you a competitive advantage so you can get superior results in property. Please come and join us today. And for any other information and all your property needs, please visit our website, dginstitute.com.au, because we've got a lot of other giveaways that can support you on your property journey. Things like negotiation, mental toughness. We've got a lot of mini courses there that can get you in the right space to hit the ground running when it comes to property acquisitions. That's it for today, but really looking forward to giving you more tools, more strategies, more support, and a competitive advantage when it comes to property in our next episode.